I'm like scared.
I sued him in the 80s.
Whoa! Breaking news. So I talk to Trump supporters? Do you have...
No.
I'm just Kamala Harris. You know why?
Why?
Think about this.
What?
Are you kidding me? All of a sudden, she's like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No! Cuckoo bananas.
Hi, my name is Alamide, and welcome to my podcast called Tea on the Hill. I'm here at Boston Commons in Boston, Massachusetts, to ask some hard questions about the 2024 presidential election. Let's get to Tea on the Hill. Do you trust Donald Trump? Speaking of... look at the camera.
Like, Donald Trump is the only guy... He's sketchy, mother...
Do you trust him? Do you trust him?
I trust him more than that other...
Who's the other one?
That... Whatever name is. Yep, shut it down.
I have a friend, and she's like, I support Trump, and I don't see a problem in supporting either side. Like, I know that, you know, we have our own opinion to that, and I'm so grateful for that. But, like, please be, like, vigilant what you're voting for on either side, because, like, either side has definitely their issues.
Trump is really focused on the entertainment factor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's been interesting to see this election cycle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just here for the vibes, for the tea, the entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But you know in your heart who you're going to vote for.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you think the entertainment factor is a distraction for what he can possibly do as the next president?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I would like to see more on, like, his policy stances. Mm. I feel like he's been repeating a lot of the same things from 2020. And, hey, the Democrats do that, too.
If you want to support somebody who excoriates people who are anything, I don't know, darker than Swedes, that is the quintessential I don't give a bleep-ism other than my power. That okay. is disgusting.
Wow.
I've been surprised by Kamala's, the support for Kamala.
She's made history by right. having the most funds to her campaign.
Right. And right? she checks all the boxes in her career. She checks all the boxes of positions she's held. So mm-hmm. she's very experienced.
Is America ready for the first Black Asian woman to be president of the United States of America?
I'm ready.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are we ready?
I think we are.
I would hope so.
We can only hope.
We can only hope.
It's 2024, y'all. Like,
off ya.
Is America ready for the first Black Asian woman to become president of the United States?
It don't matter. Are you kidding me? What are we talking about right now? Hey, they can have a 12-year-old kid from Buck 2, and it'd be A-OK.
So,
are you kidding me?
So it doesn't matter somebody's race?
No.
So what matters?
No.
So let me ask you a question, sir. Please.
What matters?
Because I want them to hear you.
Are you getting me a kiss on my cheek?
No, this is
Why
professional.
Not?
This is strictly professional, sir.
You're laughing, though.
So let me ask you a question.
And you're laughing, too.
He's exactly what T and their ilk want. These incel 20-year-olds who can't get laid, who are frustrated, who are ugly, they're relatively stupid, and they're uneducated. That's who Trump loves.
So why do you think a lot of Black men are in support of Trump?
I really can't answer that.
You don't speak for the behalf.
Right,
yeah.
But I was surprised when I saw Obama's speech about that last week.
Mm.
So I didn't think it was that way. And what I believe in, it's just a smaller, maybe a larger percent than normal.
I know that Barack Obama has also been endorsing her and telling Black men to show up to the polls and vote for Kamala Harris. Because at the end of the day, I think she has their best interests in mind. I don't know what Donald Trump is going to do for Black male voters. I haven't really heard much from him on that. But I know Kamala Harris has specifically been, you know, like talking about like implementing legislation to help like Black entrepreneurs, looking into like boosting research for prostate cancer and like sickle cell, things like that.
Oh, you read.
I've been doing my research.
And as a Black man, a lot of criticism has been going to her for her work in California as a mm-hmm. prosecutor. What do you
I
think
disagree
of that?
With that, because as a prosecutor, that's your job is mm-hmm. to prosecute. So I've never like felt that way. And I went to USC in California. So, oh, okay. And I also lived in the Bay Area when she was district attorney.
So you're familiar with her work.
Yes. I've watched her rise through politics.
She has the facts and she's, you know, supporting the legislation and, you know, talking about actual information at her rallies. I know at a Trump rally last week, he was singing to YMCA. So I'm not hating on anybody, but I would just like to get a little more information from Trump if I'm going to consider even casting a ballot for him. But right now, I'm leaning towards a candidate who seems more serious.
I asked you, what is the difference between them?
Look at my eyes, right?
Okay, I'm looking in your eyes.
I'm looking in your eyes.
Okay.
Like, kindness.
Oh, kindness.
Like, being good to other human beings, man.
So, out of both of them, who's the kindest person?
They're probably not kind at all.
So, who are you going to vote for based off of kindness?
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying we, you, me, this dude behind the camera should just be good to each other.
But I'm asking you about the election.
The election?
Who are you going to vote for?
Hey, we all wait. But I'm gonna tell you what, I'm probably not gonna vote, but if I do, it would be for Trump.
One thing that was brought up during the debate, right, between him and Vice President Kamala Harris is the fact that immigrants, Haitian immigrants specifically, are eating pets, they're eating dogs, they're eating cats, which was refuted by the governor of Ohio. I want to know what you think of that as someone who loves animals, as someone, as you can see, who's feeding the squirrels out of the goodness of your heart. What do you think of that?
This is the old playbook. A, they smell. B, they eat crazy stuff. C, they want your women. D, they don't have feelings like you and me.
There's a thing that happened in the 1860s called the Civil War. We could have it again.
Wow.
I hope not.
Wow.
He's got a whole following.
That the other person is the enemy.
This is what the Nazis did to the Jews and to the Sinti, which are gypsies for people who don't know, right? And to dehumanize people, but it's out of the same playbook. You can fill in the blanks with whatever group you want to denigrate and dehumanize. Because once you make them less than human, then you can do anything to them. Mm-hmm. Because they're not human. They're vermin that need to be exterminated.
So is it possible, though, just in general, for human beings to eat pets? Like, just like, is it possible?
They're not doing it.
They're not doing it.
It's as simple as that. So, okay. So let Fifi off the leash.
Oh.
She's in good hands.
Okay.
Right.
So we have a couple weeks to the election, November 5th, right?
Right.
What's your attitude? Are you excited to see the results? Are you apprehensive? Like, what's going on?
Well, I majored in history, so I'm very excited to see the results.
Okay.
I kind of follow politics, so it's going to be interesting to see who wins and how they won. Like Pennsylvania, for example, mm-hmm. where I live, it's a swing state, so I'm very interested in the results.
So your vote matters.
Yes.
Your vote is critical.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I think anybody that saw January 6th and votes for him, I just question what we're about. I mean, we're better than that. And it was appalling. It was upsetting. It was disgusting.
And January 6th, what do you think about January 6th, though?
What about January 6th?
When Capitol Hill, when they all stormed all his supporters.
When they were like, we don't want Trump to leave. We don't want this coming up. Like, Joe Biden?
You don't mess with Joe Biden.
He's a good for Pennsylvania, you kidding me?
Why do you think people don't want to vote?
I don't know. I feel like they don't want to get like involved in politics or it's like not their thing, which I think it's like that's like kind of dumb because you live here.
You live in America.
You live here.
Exercise your right to vote, guys.
Let them know. Let them know. I want y'all to look at the camera right now. What's a message you want to say to voters? You say you're from New Jersey, but let's talk about the swing states. Let's talk about the red states. What do you want to say to voters right now?
Stay focused on the information rather than just like sound bites and the entertainment factor.
What would you say to voters in swing states, particularly in Pennsylvania, who are considering who to vote for in this election?
Get out and cast your vote. Don't be someone that complains, but don't vote.
You know, one person clearly is talking about hate and things that just drive more discourse.
You might have like a billion views.
Shut up. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
She hasn't got for years. And now she's been like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to change this. Hey, why didn't she change that years ago when you're the vice president? Now all of a sudden it's a now all of a sudden it's a issue.
All I can really say is really take time to like look into who you're voting for. Because I know you guys already have like your own judgments, who you want to vote for. But we really just have to think. Think about who you want to vote for and make that decision.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Tune the Hill. Catch the next episode coming soon.